friends. Oh, yes, I mean a boys band. Do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
All right, it's what we call the Music Club. What is the Thursday Night Music Club? We just change it up a little bit. Now it's just the Thursday Club because it ain't nighttime yet. It's not even an after-hours joint. And I'd like to turn you on to some local sounds, and no better person to do that than a woman that put out a local music magazine for a long time and is the founder and president and organizer of an organization called Play It Forward, that spends tireless hours getting money and instruments together for high school kids who are nationwide losing their music programs, sadly. But she is their fairy godmother and has been showing up at schools with violins and guitars and pianos and drums and other electronic devices and giving kids a chance to experience music as they should. She is Samantha Fisher. It is playitforwardstl.org. And we'll start there before we get into some local music clips. Hello, my love. How are you?
Hello.
It's new and exciting. Back from another vacation.
Another?
Nice. Tell you what, this nonprofit stuff's a pretty good gig.
Yeah, you'd think.
Uh-huh.
They really do mean nonprofit.
Yeah, well, it is truth in numbers. But still, you had a nice little time away, and it's glad to have you back.
Oh, it was a wonderful week off work and away from everything on the beach in Florida.
Before we share some local sounds of who's playing where and what's going on, let's talk about the organization for a minute. What's going on with Play It Forward? What have you received lately? What are you still in much need of? Things like that.
Well, not much changes from night to day when it comes to Play It Forward. So the same thing, we're looking for some violins to help support the East St. Louis Orchestra program.
And you, how many violins? Wasn't it like 50-some?
It's 30.
It's 30 now. Okay,
they actually, the program is launched. They've already started. They're doing some basic stuff. It's wonderful. So this is as the year progresses that we need the violins. And I did pick up three of them, so I did need 45. No, 30. 30. There's 45 students that signed up for the orchestra class.
Okay. And they're all going to play violin?
Well, no, but they need 30 of them.
Okay. I'm not arguing with you. All right. So good luck with that. You got to probably have a violin that your kid played or something. It's in the basement. It's in the attic. It's under the bed. Most importantly, it's not being used, and it could be. It's also a tax write-off, right?
They yes, donate it is. You know, and that's the mission, is to get them out of your homes and back into the school music programs. And if you're in the Mozingos area, you can certainly take your instrument and drop it off there.
What else are you looking for besides 30 violins?
We'll take some saxophones and some trumpets. I mean, school's band is starting up. We just gave a trumpet to a young man on Sunday. And that was wonderful. A little 10-year-old kid. He's a good trumpet player, and he didn't have one, so now he does.
This could be the next Wynton Marsalis, and you actually got that going. So
I don't know who Wynton Marsalis is. But
Wynton.
Or that.
Never mind. Okay.
Isn't it so weird being here during the day?
It is a little weird, yeah.
It's really weird for me because I'm not used to seeing you in the daylight.
Just leave it there, okay? Don't say any more because it's only going to hurt my feelings. Any benefits coming up or anything for you guys?
Well, you know, before we went on break, we launched our snow cone machine. We talked about that. We named a snow cone after you.
The Play It Forward snow cone machine, and that just goes to events and things?
Yeah, it went to one event, and it was successful. We had a great time. And people really were gravitating towards us and asked us a lot of questions about the snow cone trailer and what the mission was behind it. So we had fun. It was cool.
Anybody ask you why you're rolling out a snow cone trailer as the weather starts to cool down?
Okay, look, it was just planning. It's all about the planning. No, it's funnier than that because I don't even have a snow cone machine. I just came up with the trailer, so I had to borrow a snow cone machine. So thanks, Chris, down there at Patios. Go ahead and laugh.
I'm gonna
now take away your snow cone name.
I'm sorry. What is my snow cone, by the way?
It was the rainbow, and I called it Carney Kids.
It was the rainbow. Okay, so is that going to be out again somewhere?
Not this year, obviously, but I think it was so well responded that I think we'll focus more on that next year.
Okay.
But if anyone has a Snowy 3000 laying around, we actually need one of those to actually really launch.
Oh, is this code for something? Are you looking for drugs? What is a Snowy 3000? Seriously.
It's a snow cone maker machine that'll pump out like 12 snow cones in a minute.
Okay.
It's top of the line.
All right. Snowy 3000. We'll keep our eyes open. And play it forward, STL.org, for more information about the foundation and the organization. And amazing work, truly, that Sam and the gang do. Another part of this, because, you know, it's the music club, there's usually music involved. And local musicians are truly the troubadours out there working day in, day out, trying to entertain some folks, making a couple shekels along the way. So anything we can do to help, we try. So we slip in a couple of tracks from some area musicians. And these are always Sam's choice. So what are we going to start with tonight, today?
Well, we want to talk about Steve Beccaro, a good friend to most St. Louisans.
Sure.
If you don't know him, you're missing out. Great musician, incredible guitar player. Steve's been stricken with type 2 diabetes, and it's caused him to have a mini gastro bypass surgery October 2nd.
Right.
And we're doing a benefit for him, or his friends are, and of course I'm going. And it's at the pageant this Friday night at 7:30. $15 to get in. 50-50 drawing. I mean, I've heard they've got some pretty cool auction items. I think Devin sent a guitar over, from what I understand. Many people on the bill. Jimmy Lee Kenneth, good friend of everyone's. Jimmy Lee, the brothers, Danny Liston, Jimmy Griffin, Junebug, Steve Scorfina, who we all know and love here in St. Louis. And I think it's going to be a rocking show. And I love to see musicians coming together to support one another. Steve's been a good friend to St. Louis for a long time and has done many things for Play It Forward, invites us every year to the Stevie Ray Vaughan tribute. So it feels good for everyone to be able to give back to Mr. Steve Beccaro.
All right, so that is actually tomorrow night at the pageant.
Yes.
All right, doors open at 7:30, or the show's at 7:30, $15 covers it. And I assume you have some music from someone who's performing there?
We do. Tony Campanellis, good friends of Steve. I know, he's
amazing.
One of my favorites. Incredible. So this is going to be a great track. But I also wanted to mention, if you wanted to donate, even if you didn't know Steve, I mean, $5, $10, it kind of does add up. And you have to trust us that he's an amazing musician here in St. Louis, and he needs our help. You can go to the pageant's Facebook page, and there's a link there to the PayPal.
Cool.
So I guess we'll check this out. The track is called Politician. And this is Tony Campanella.
Yeah, no, baby, step into my big black car. Yeah, no,
that's Tony Campanella. He's taking part in that benefit to Steve Beccaro. And I would think Sam Fisher is along with us. Difficult to pick who we were going to play. With Jimmy Griffin playing there, and Steve Scorfina playing there, and the brothers, Danny Liston, Jimmy Lee. Tough to select. Now,
yes.
Now you got nine other musicians that are furious with you because we played Tony Campanella. Let me just point out that was her doing. I had nothing to do with that.
Whatever. You texted me this morning and said, bring a track from Tony.
Tony. Love Tony. I'm sorry. What can I say? So that show tomorrow night, by the way, and actually the Dr. Hargroder in Joplin, Missouri, is the doctor that's going to be performing the mini gastric bypass on him. And it's the same doctor that performed it for me 10 months and 100 pounds ago. So.
And you know what? I can't wait to see Steve tomorrow night and tell him that, you know, I get to see you on a regular basis. I've saw you before and after, and it's incredible. And I think it's a beautiful thing for his family and for him and for St. Louis musically. So we need to keep Steve around and feeling better.
All right, let's squeeze in one more before we go. What else? Who else?
One of my faves, Jesse Gannon. Mm-hmm. Jesse Gannon Truth's got an album that's completed. It's not in print yet because he's a musician and he's trying to save money still. And so book him if you have any openings anywhere. So Jesse Gannon's Truth, Future Vintage is available on iTunes. He's booking some out-of-tour dates, but on my notes, he said he hadn't found any yet. So he's trying to go out
on tour. I probably didn't want you to announce that.
No, I just think
it's for you that
putting him out there and putting him available. Listen, I've known Jesse for a long time. He's an amazing keyboard player, great singer. You're going to love this stuff. You can catch him at the Kranzberg's Art Center open house on Thursday, September 26th. Sorry, I don't know what time.
Doesn't he work Lola, too, sometimes?
Yeah, he works Lola every other Friday or Saturday and Sunday. Check him out there. His website, jessegannontruth.com. And this is one of my favorite tracks called Living It Up.
All right, we're going to go out with him. It's the Thursday Music Club. That's Samantha Fisher. Thank you, my dear.
Thank you for always having us here. We appreciate you.
Play it forward. You're not a plural. Play it forward, STL.org for more information. Don't forget about that benefit for Steve Picaro tomorrow night at the pageant as well. So, Jesse Gannon, Truth, take it out for us for the club.
I like smoky trees in October. And always kicking off my shoes. I'm